He was a musician. He played the piano and organ. He was a watercolor artist. He loved theater and directed plays and musicals for 20 years at Christian High. He was a would-be architect and read all the books on architecture he could find. He designed our home, and he decorated inside and out. He also served in the United States Marine Corps for 3 years and became an expert rifleman. After he got out of the Marines, he returned home, and through his boss's testimony, he became a born-again Christian after not being brought up in a Christian home. He wanted to be a minister because he wanted to tell everybody what had happened to him, this wonderful grace of God. So his pastor recommended that he come to Calvin College. It was the same year that I came from Iowa. He came from New Jersey. And we met the first day. And we dated for 4 years and got married after we graduated. We didn't live together or sleep together those 4 years, but we got married right after we graduated because we had enough money then. And we had 2 daughters. And the Lord has been very good to us. For 52 years we were together. My husband has passed on now, but to me, he was a saint because he supported me totally in everything I did. He was an ordinary human being, and we both had our faults, but that support was so great. I never had that kind of support from anybody else in my life. The first thing I want to tell you about is a job that I got directing Calvinettes, which is a girls' club in the Christian Reformed Church, from girls from about 8 to 12. And the job said you have to travel and write. He said, "Seal, I think that would be good for you." So I took the job, and I had to travel for a week out of every month during the school year. Well, because he was a teacher, he had the same schedule as our girls, and he took care of the girls while I was gone every month. Fed them, woke them up, dressed them, did the laundry, did the cooking, did the grocery shopping. Men did not do that in those days. That was 50 years ago, and that was very rare. And Judd was brought up in a home where he didn't have to do anything because it was full of women. He had a mother, a sister, and 2 aunts living in the house. But he learned quickly. Then I went to Australia for 3 weeks because we had to separate the Australian organization from the North American organization. And the girls didn't want me to go, and I didn't want to separate from them either. But my husband said, "Seal, you go. You'll be just fine, and we'll be just fine too." And that support helped me to do what I had to do. Another thing Judd did for me was to teach me about God's grace. I knew God's grace, yeah. I brought up learning about God's grace in a Christian home. But he said one time, he said, "Seal, you're working too hard to please God. You're trying to get brownie points. You don't have to do that. God's grace is perfect for you. There's nothing you can do to make him love you more or make him love you less." Now that was a lesson for me, being brought up in the faith. My husband taught me more about God's grace than I had ever learned before. Another thing that happened in our home was that we hosted many international people. Now this wasn't Judd's thing. He was more of a loner. He liked to be by himself. But I was more outgoing, and I invited many people to live with us for as long as a year. And one day when he was in a good mood, he said to me, "You know, Seal, I'm really glad that we've invited all these people to live with us. It has really broadened us and helped us to grow." That was pretty big of him to say. Then one Valentine's Day, I got a Valentine from him that said, "We're going to the Bahamas. I got tickets for us to go during spring break, and there's a school teacher bus going, or a school teacher group going, and we're going to go with them." And I thought, wow, that's great. It was greater than I thought it would be, because we met some Bahamian women there who were Christians, And they told us they went to the hospital every night to pray for people that the doctors couldn't cure. That was something. And then one day, one of the little boys in our party had an ear infection. So we went to these women and asked them to pray for the little boy. And while they were praying for him, one of the women came up to me and put her hands on my back and started praying in the spirit. I said, "What were you doing?" She said, "Oh, my dear, you needed prayer. But you will never be troubled by this again." I thought, how does she know that I have a kidney disease? That's where my kidneys were in back. Well, I never have had a problem with my kidneys again. I wasn't healed, but I never lost a day of work. I had a kidney transplant, and I had one pain pill. When I got home, I took a walk. I was not troubled by my kidneys ever. And that was because my dear husband planned a trip to the Bahamas. That was God's grace. Then when Judd was 55, he had a stroke. And he was paralyzed on the right side, couldn't use his right hand very well, couldn't walk very well, couldn't eat very well, couldn't talk very well. But he started doing watercolors with his left hand. And people bought them. And some of you here have some of his paintings. And people seem to like his left-handed paintings better than his right-handed paintings. So that fulfilled him and gave him a good life. But you know what? He never complained once about his disability. And that was a real blessing for me. And that says to me, he was saintly. The last thing I want to say is that one day he was walking down the sidewalk, and a woman came up to him and said, "Are you a Christian?" And the Holy Spirit gave him these words: "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame." And I can't think of the next line. Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's what he said. And he said, "Seal, how could I think of that?" And I said, "Well, that was just the Holy Spirit." And that woman said, "I guess you're okay then."